Mexican Giraffes episode number 1. Today is the 8th of June 2020, and I'm your host Perry. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Mexican Giraffes. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you feel like you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish a podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. Try it today on podbot.ai. Giraffes are regarded as endangered because the species is threatened in sub-Saharan Africa, where it lives, and the U.S. has a knack for raising the creatures in captivity. This year it has taken in 170 cubs, including 6 Mexican gray wolves, which are on the brink of extinction. The small cows were named in honor of the animal's unique ability to generate empathy for its surroundings, the director of Mexico's National Center for Animal Welfare (CCA) said Sunday in Mexico City. Once the wolves are released, the giraffes will spend their lives under observation in a dusty patch of the Chapultepec Zoo. Mexico's answer to the San Diego Zoo is the Chihuahua Zoo, home to more than 1,000 animals and the largest zoo in the world. The perfect day at the Guadalajara Zoo begins with the Sky Zoo, the zoo's indoor chairlift, where everyone will find their favorite animals. Forget the preview of what's to come. This is the perfect place to glide to the top of the world's largest zip line in one of Mexico's most popular tourist attractions. A common concern in the reintroduction of wolves in Colorado is the fear that people might encounter them while enjoying their time in the wild. Some wolves live in the wilderness of Rocky Mountain National Park in Colorado and Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, but their natural response to human presence is retreat, while others are found in both wild and populated areas of Colorado. This exhibition is part of the Colorado Wilds program at the Gum Mountain Zoo, which educates the public about the Colorado animals that once thrived. The Rocky Mountain Wolf Project reports that there have been no wolves since 1900 related human deaths. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo houses a pack of 7 Mexican wolves and has behaved well in the wild. It is working to restore and relocate a variety of species, including wolves, coyotes, mountain lions and foot-long coyotes, as well as other wild animals, such as wolves in Wyoming. Mexican wolf populations in Colorado and support the reintroduction of wolves in the Colorado wilderness and the protection of the wolf population in general. As an organization that contributes to the survival of species around the world, we are proud to help Colorado residents restore a species that once roamed freely here at home. We want to help dispel some of the widespread misconceptions about wolves, based on our extensive experience with wolves and our knowledge of wolves in the wild and their history. Opened in 2011, the reptile and exotic habitat has become one of the most popular reptile exhibits in the United States. This state-of-the-art exhibition provides an insight into the reptiles and their inhabitants in the wild and makes them feel at home. Throughout the day, we offer educational presentations on the exhibited reptiles and exotics, as well as a variety of reptiles from around the world. The zoo's newest exhibit includes a unique playground and botanical garden dedicated to the plants and animals of South Texas. The 23-foot Discovery Tree offers extensive opportunities for themed play, and the park hosts special events in addition to exhibits related to wildlife. Children of all ages can cool off and play at Mr. Martha's Cove, believe the quirky clubhouse toddler boat. Various exhibits dealing with small babies and miniature animals are shown in this section. Hiking trails are lined with native plants, and through contact with the farm, visitors can experience a variety of plants and animals, as well as interactive activities for children and adults. This nursery contains new zoo babies that require special care and hand-rearing, as well as a variety of animal babies for children and adults. The 96-year-old zoo in the capital's Central Park is a breeding ground for many creatures. It currently houses more than 170 young animals each year, including 6 Mexican gray wolves, which are threatened with extinction. In the herpetarium, visitors will find a variety of animals from birds, reptiles, amphibians, birds of prey, mammals and reptiles. In April, the public voted to name the first giraffe baby of the year Girafafita, which translates as "uppity little giraffe," dismissing critics. Sanchez Olmos said the birth of a new figure is a sign that giraffes at the zoo have become a symbol of prestige. If it were up to González, this new addition to the giraffe herd would be called Sarita. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador often uses the word to describe decisions that have challenged opposition politicians and others in his government. In April, the public voted for the first giraffe baby of the year, Girafafita, which translates as little giraffe, has been rejected by critics. Had González behaved in this way, this new addition to the giraffe herd would have been called Sarita. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador often uses the word to describe decisions that have challenged opposition politicians and others who question his government's decisions. This is all for today, guys. My name is Perry and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Mexican Giraffes and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.